going to a lot of health conferences lately to talk about this work, and I was going to the City Match conference at the Maternal Child Health Conference, and I was getting registered, and they couldn't find my name badge, and I was nervous, and I was trying to make a joke, and I said, "Oh, I bet I'm the first person from the Federal Reserve to register today." And the woman looked over her glasses at me, and she said, "You're the first person from the Federal Reserve to ever come to this conference." That's sort of my mode lately, is being the first ever to be at these conferences. But it's been a lot of fun, and I've certainly enjoyed it because I think we are learning a ton from the public health world, particularly around data measurement, and the upstream social determinants of health are becoming the paradigm that we are adopting in the work that we do to revitalize low-income communities. And so it's been a huge learning for us, and we're, I think, a great cross-fertilization. I like what Mary said about how we're working together again. I think it's worth noting that when you think about the war on poverty, the sort of community-oriented primary care model was very similar to the community development corporations and the community empowerment and economic empowerment model that we grew, where we grew out of. And so it is a kind of a coming together again and a more holistic a way of doing things. But in the meantime, in the intervening years, what's happened is in these silos, we've gotten much, much better at the work that we do. And in the community development field, one of the things that we've done, and Nancy's going to talk a little bit about this, is really taken sort of tools from Wall Street and applied them to Main Street. And that's really a lot of what, you know, what this discussion is about, what we're trying to get off the ground, is this idea that we can create a market that values health. And so this, and so we're bringing together the public health field with the community development field in some meetings. We had one meeting, first meeting in 2010. We've had 20 meetings since then. And all across the country, from Boston to Honolulu, if you're wherever you live near a Federal Reserve, if you live in the United States, you live near a Federal Reserve facility, and we would love to connect you with the people there to have one of these conferences in your neighborhood. But one of the things that usually that those conferences go really well, but sometimes, you know, we're learning each other's language. I mean, when we say the CDC, we think of community development corporations. You think of some place in Atlanta. It's very complicated. You just talk past each other, right? And so understanding each other is really helpful. And there's cultural differences. And one I remember in particular, we were in New York, and someone got up and said, "You know, I'm very uncomfortable with you talking about health as a business because it's a right." And I could not agree more with that statement. But, you know, if you're going to bring new sources of capital, new sources of money to bear on the issues that we care about, really, you know, at root, ending multi-generational poverty in this country, we don't have enough subsidy dollars from the government or from philanthropy to do that. And so at some point, you kind of do have to make it a business. And so we're all going to be a little bit uncomfortable for a while, somewhat operating outside of our comfort zones on how we do this. But the reality is, you know, and Nancy's going to touch on this potentially, is this idea about that it's like when you buy a house, you don't save up all the money in cash and then go buy the house, right? You put a down payment and then you borrow the money and you can show you've got an income stream. Well, so many of these places have an income stream, that whether it's reimbursements for medical procedures or per pupil ADA or it's the Whole Foods that's generating some income, some cash flow for the refresh project that you saw there before. And so what we're trying to do is create that marketplace where we use the subsidy dollars smart, you know, more intelligently, and create the vehicles that people, whether they're socially motivated investors or foundations using their program-related investment money or hospitals using community benefit dollars, could take in this. The first layer of the cake is subsidy dollars. That's from the government, that's from foundations. The second layer of the cake is this sort of below market return capital. The top layer is market rate capital, and we think we can really tap that market and really grow these interventions to scale, because there's 10 purpose-built communities and we need 3,000, right? So that's the trick. And I should say, too, that, you know, one of the things that we would focus on, the examples that Doug highlights in this video are ones that Nancy and I addressed in a book that we did together called Investing in What Works for America's Communities. where she said, in the near future, we'll look at this time and wonder why community development and health were ever separate industries, right? So, I mean, this is, I mean, we, a lot of people are coming to this conclusion. But one of the problems is with these efforts, it's 90% bad outcomes when they, before the intervention, 90% good outcomes afterwards, and it's an amazing, it's cross-sectoral, it's, they use data, they're able to create different financing vehicles and mechanisms to sort of harness all types of capital. And what we often joke about with all these examples too is that they're all run by a charismatic super genius who has a close friend who's a billionaire. So the whole effort of the Build Healthy Places Network and on the union of these two fields is to try and figure how can we reverse engineer the genius billionaire problem. And Nancy's figuring out the billionaire problem, and so is Kevin, frankly. And we're trying to figure out how we can find, we've got, everywhere we go, there's leadership. So we know we can foster that, and we can bring that genius out of those communities. So we think we have a strategy that works. We're just in the very beginnings of it, and that's why we need sort of everybody on board with this. And so I'm really happy you guys got up early to come to this conference, to this session, and